I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with that heartbreaker out of the Soundview section of the Bronx, where police say a little one is hospitalized, the victim of smoke inhalation, after someone went on a fire-starting frenzy near her home. Six cars torched, and the smoke apparently seeped into the house where the baby was staying. Well, the search for that arsonist tops our news on this Tuesday. Reporter Mary Lynn Buckley leading us off from Soundview.
The NYPD says the suspect that decided to light all of these cars on fire is still on the loose. Majority of these cars parked were in great condition and were across the street from people's homes. Amadou Ba says he woke up to one of his worst nightmares.
Got on 2 o'clock in the morning because of the flame and the smoke. But I live right here. So I just run and check outside, and then I found out this whole car was burned.
He relied on his car to drive his family around and used it for work as a delivery driver.
And now look what they do here. Somebody just have a gas and pour in the cars and just turn it to fire. Most of these cars are brand new cars. Nobody did nothing to him. I don't know why. He just have a bad evil and then he do this to the people.
Fire marshals from the FDNY are on scene investigating. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Soundview.
The 2-month-old infant remains hospitalized in stable condition. They say the suspect took off running, last seen wearing a blue shirt, and now you're ready for this, carrying a gas can. Police also investigating an incident which happened in the Flatiron District last night. Two guys got into it at a pizzeria, and it excited a pit bull terrier, which allegedly went on the attack, apparently protecting its owner. Well, that owner now in police custody. Glenn Shuck explains what happened.
It was about 10 last night here at Roma Pizza. They were getting ready to close. Suddenly, they say a man with a pit bull, not on a leash, walked in looking for food. A 50-year-old employee told them to leave, and that's when the owner of the pit bull started punching the employee. And then the pit bull biting that employee to the point he was bleeding profusely, falling out into the sidewalk here on Fifth Avenue. I talked to the manager of Roma Pizza by phone.
The guy was on the floor, lost conscious. He still kicked it and hit it.
Wait, so he was assaulting him as well as the dog biting?
Exactly. So the dog was biting his arm, the hand, around his jet area. And that guy was just punching him and kicking him.
Now, as for the employee, critical at Bellevue, the 35-year-old man who brought in the pit bull, he's in custody. The dog is being kept at the 13th Precinct as well. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at 20th and 5th.
If you be real quiet tonight and listen, turn your ear to Staten Island. That noise you hear, it'll be mamas going, oh, that's my baby. Those little big men on Staten Island will try to keep it going tonight. An elimination match at the Little League World Series. South Shore will take on Southeast Regional Champ Florida. The Tottenville Loop has won 2 straight games in the loser's bracket since dropping the opener last Thursday. We'll see what happens tonight, but meantime, they got props from the mayor today.
Congratulations to our Little League, Staten Island, South Shore Little League on their run so far as the Little League World Series.
Game time, 7 o'clock tonight from Williamsport. Boy, wouldn't it be something if those little jokers win that game tonight and go on and beat everybody after losing the opener last Thursday? Oh, rooting for you, fellas. Rooting for you. Go South Shore. Also today, Al got the key to the city. Al Roker from the Today Show. Mayor Adams making the rounds. Presented it this morning on the Today Show to celebrate Al's 70th birthday. I thought Al was my age, 28. Anyway, we're talking in the newsroom and wondering, why hadn't Al been giving the city the key to the city anyway? Mayor Adams?
You have opened the key to our hearts.
Oh, my gosh.
40 years, 27 on this amazing show, 70th birthday. Listen, you have done so much. I've read some of your books on being a dad, health books. You have been a real New Yorker.
Yeah, congrats to Al and to his beloved Deborah Roberts, our friend who was on ABC. You know, I loved it when Deb used to do hits for Good Morning America during the pandemic at their house, and Al comes walking through the shot. photobombing with his big wide grin. He's a hot mess. Hey, God bless you, sir. Governor Hochul says a congestion pricing replacement plan could come by the end of this year. She says it would likely come after the November elections. The governor reportedly told Politico that she wants to roll it out in the coming months to give state looky-loos a chance to lay eyes on it to make sure lawmakers are on board. The governor was speaking outside the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where she took the podium to announce her formal support for Vice President Kamala Harris. Back in June, Hochul announced an indefinite hold on the congestion pricing toll program, which would charge drivers $15 when they enter Manhattan below 60th Street. A lot of people are giving her the side eye and asking, so where were we supposed to get the money to do all these infrastructure projects, which would have been helped by congestion pricing? And already some critics say, see, she did it for the politics. She's waiting until after the elections. Hochul insists there's no such thing. The political calendar, she says, wasn't a consideration. Says we're just studying other options so the consumer costs won't be such a burden on working New Yorkers. In other news on this day, the damage tally is going up in Suffolk County, resulting from the storm Ernesto and the rains which pounded the area. County Executive Ed Romaine says there was anywhere from between $50 and $60 million in damages, which included washed out roads. They're working to rebuild emergency access roads now. The executive, Ed Romaine.
There are people trapped behind our gristmill, seven homes that people can't get out. There's no roadway left for them to walk on or to travel on.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Comac took a pretty big hit there. So right now, cleanup crews are pumping out the water in several places, one truck at a time. A strip mall on the Vanderbilt Motor Parkway was really slammed. All the businesses closed today. Keep it posted on the cleanup, folks. The county plans to ask FEMA for federal disaster aid. Well, after a string of random attacks on women in the city, Mayor Adams says he's looking for ways to address the issue.
Mayor Adams was asked about the numerous unprovoked assaults on women in the city. What can be done? He believes many attackers are mentally ill.
This is why we have been fighting for involuntary removal.
In addition to treatment, the mayor will look into ways to help women so they don't become victims.
And I'm going to speak with our crime prevention officers because maybe we can do some PSAs and do some videos.
His chief advisor, Ingrid Lewis Martin, also pointed out that when the mayor was Brooklyn Borough president, they organized free martial arts classes for women to learn how to defend themselves. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, after decades in politics now, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has his last day on the job today following his corruption convictions.
It's the end of the line for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, who's supposed to resign by the end of the day, about a month after a jury convicted him on federal bribery charges. The 70-year-old denied all of the allegations and in a letter to Governor Phil Murphy last month said he's planning to appeal. On Friday, the Democratic governor named his former top aide, George Helmy, to succeed Menendez until the November election results for the Senate seat are certified. The stakes in the race are high, with Democrats holding on to a narrow majority. Representative Andy Kim faces Republican hotel developer Curtis Bashaw. Meanwhile, Menendez's resignation appears to mark the end of a nearly lifelong political career. I'm Julie Walker.
An Oregon man facing federal charges tonight accused in a swatting and bomb threat scheme targeting Jewish hospitals here in New York. Federal prosecutors say Damaju Pankovich was motivated by hatred of Jewish people. That's when he made a series of hoax bomb threats to Jewish hospitals and care centers in the city and on Long Island. Prosecutors say those threats endangered patients and staff by creating chaos and alarm. In one case, a hospital actually went on lockdown and partially evacuated. If convicted, he faces now up to 155 years in prison. From the Health Files, a new effort in Bethpage tonight aimed at understanding the health impacts on residents living near a former Navy facility.
In the next 6 months, the New York State Department of Health will look at data from the Cancer Registry to see if more people in the area of Bethpage near the former Grumman Navy site were diagnosed with cancer compared to other areas. A similar study was done 11 years ago. According to the health commissioner, elevated rates of cancer were not identified in the area. However, the people with cancer were relatively young at the time. time of diagnosis, and most of these types are not linked to the main contaminant of concern, TCE. As we reported, barrels filled with chemicals were found buried at the Bethpage Community Park recently, and the supervisor says he wants more underground testing to see how many other areas have buried chemical drums. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.